I gotta hide this, bro.
In it.
Is it plugged in?
Y'all lots.
Is it plugged in?
I quit this podcast.
Jeez. Strange year, stranger things. Oh God, 2020. It's Halloween though.
This year has been spooky.
This year is really, really, really fucked up.
Yep.
I feel bad for the kids. I don't know how they're gonna do Halloween trick or treating and all that shit. It's gonna be really weird for them.
I feel sad. They won't get to experience what we had.
But I mean, take it this way. You could go to the store and get so many more candies.
Well, yeah, but that's like.
Just grab a box for yourself, yo. Yeah. But you can't really have a Halloween if you don't have this track on, to be honest. You need this track on.
Oh. It's my boy MJ. Straight bomb drops on this guy.
Oh, you can't, yo. This is the Halloween jam. I was actually looking for Halloween tracks, and I was like, yo, man, I gotta find some Halloween songs and shit. Remember that one song we used to listen to all the time, like during those school assemblies, that Monster Mash, songs like those?
I think so.
Yeah.
Weren't they so annoying?
Super.
Like when you go between class and stuff and then put in the PA system?
Nah, man. Like
welcome to the Monster Mash.
Yeah, like that one. Oh my fucking God. Wait, Is this it?
Always making bubbles.
Sounds like my stomach on a Saturday night.
Sounds like what?
My stomach on a Saturday night.
Man got the bubble guts, yo. Working in the lab late one night
when my eyes beheld an eel. I never heard this in my life.
Never heard this.
Began to
rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the monster mash.
This shit was so fucking annoying, but they play this every single year.
Why don't I remember this?
Bro, this was like the fucking childhood.
Yeah.
This is what we used to listen to all the time. It was so annoying. I honestly, like, I used to get so annoyed every single time you go to assembly. First of all, you just sit down there for so fucking long on the ground. Right, and then like
and
no
fucking
one was
fucking floor so cold.
Yeah, exactly. It was fucking weird, yo. Fuck that shit. So guys,
how y'all doing?
Halloween. Are you guys gonna
GG season?
Huh? So what?
GG season.
GG season.
Oh.
Yeah. Eh.
Candy season.
Yurt.
Need something sweet, yo.
Sweet like me.
I love this guy. He's a sweeter man. What the fuck is this?
No one believes me, man.
No. Sounds like funeral music.
No. Wait, no, not wow. No. That was the wrong button, man. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
I wasn't supposed to press a while there. Well, that was great. That was a great start. We're off to a great start already, guys. So. Welcome back to
the
You've
Been
Notified podcast.
That was so bad.
I think this is why we always have one person saying, because if we did some shit like that, they'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with these
canceled
guys?
Canceled.
No, man. Today is the Halloween special.
The puta season.
Yo, you know what? This is the funny thing I was just thinking about. You know, like, when it comes to Halloween, why is it that it's always, like, revolved around witches and, like, pumpkins?
I don't know. I have no idea how
who made that?
Made
that as a thing. Oh, Halloween? Okay, we have the witches. We have the pumpkins, skeletons.
I don't know.
Why is that known as a scary shit?
The pumpkin, I can guess, is like the theme. But I don't know what the witches.
What do you mean by theme?
Like the decoration shit.
See, this is what I'm trying to figure out. Halloween is known to be, oh, scary times. Oh, shit. Like, scary, like, little, like, scary pictures. Like, oh, witches, pumpkins,
yeah,
skeletons, scary, dark, whatever.
Scarecrow,
like that, right?
Bullshit.
Scarecrow stuff, right? But then it's always a time where, hey, kids get to go knock on doors, get candy. Oh, fun. Get candy, fucking, like, Halloween parties, whatever you want to do like that. Why is it, like, have we changed the way Halloween's supposed to be? Or was it actually something else in the past?
I think, yeah, we have changed it, because, like, what Halloween used to be is, like, because I used to do presentations on, like, Halloween and stuff, like, back in school.
Yeah.
And what I researched on was that Halloween was, like, the one day that you're allowed to, like, the dead was allowed to walk back on Earth. That's pretty much what the whole theme of Halloween was. It's, like, the one day that dead is back, able to walk on Earth.
Oh, so...
And then now, like... Like the way society and like everything, yeah, like that's how costumes came out, right? Like,
yeah.
Our interpretation of what the dead is, but then like we changed this so much, like it's weird now.
So let me tell you a little thing. Like, in my fucking not middle.
So wait, we're allowing the dead to come back for a day?
That's what they used to believe. Yeah, it's like the one day that the dead is allowed to walk on Earth.
Why would you do that?
So here's the thing. This is the thing. Back in grade, like, it was, what's grade 1 to grade 5? What is that? I totally forgot. There's junior, middle school.
Junior? Elementary?
Elementary. Oh, elementary junior school, yeah. Back in my elementary school, shout out Jefferson. Hey.
Watching.
There was a corner. It was called Dead Man's Corner.
Right.
It was in the corner, like, where the houses were, like, right near the, where we placed, like, where it was, like, recess.
Yeah.
There's a corner right there. It's called Dead Man's Corner. There was, like, a hill and, like, some thing sticking out of it. I don't know what it was, right?
Okay.
The rumor was that on Halloween, that there's ghosts that come around that whole area.
Right.
And there was actual moments where me and a couple of people, we actually went there on Halloween just to see what the fuck would happen.
Yeah.
This is when we're like younger. So we went there. First of all, it's pitch black in that corner. Pitch black. So you're going to stand there during Halloween, pitch black, and you're just like, fuck, yo, this is pretty scary already. And I think that's where, like, you get these little stories of, oh, Dead Man's Corner or some shit like that. Well, like, there's, like, always people making up random shit.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever have, like, some weird-ass stories like that?
No, but... Nah, actually, I haven't still.
Nothing like that?
I've heard.
Fuck, I think I was the only one then. Like, Dead Man's Corner. Yeah.
Near our area, we have a creek. And, like, apparently, like, the... Like, the same thing, like, oh, you're not allowed to go there at nighttime.
Yeah.
There's ghosts wandering around the creek.
Yeah.
Then, like, as kids, obviously, you want to check it out.
You're like, yo, that's our moment to, like, oh, you want to tell us not to do something? All right, we're going to do it. Yeah. That's what it is.
That's the worst thing you can tell a kid. It's like, oh, don't do something. He's like, okay, bet.
Bet. Yeah. I'm going to fucking do it.
I'm going to do it. Yeah, and, like, as kids, we walk down to the creek and shit and, like, trying to find these ghosts. And, like, it's fucking scary. It's
pitch black.
It's pitch black. You can't see shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And we didn't have no phones with, like, the flashlight on there. Okay. We didn't have that. What the hell? Nah, we didn't have no phones back then.
That's like the Kirby Road shit.
I've never been to Kirby Road. I've never been there.
I've been on a couple times, but...
You never been?
I've never been to Kirby Road. Never.
I've been there so many times.
Is this actually, like, a really fucked up place?
Not anymore.
Nah.
Not anymore?
Not anymore.
They took away the tombstone and stuff.
Oh, so it was an actual real story.
Yeah. But apparently there's a fucking movie on it.
Huh?
Yeah, there's a movie on it.
Oh, fuck. I know there's a Kirby character in Smash Brothers and shit.
Okay, no,
I know there's that.
That's not the Kirby.
I'm about to say, the Kirby doesn't seem that scary.
Because I remember I was coming back from somewhere, and my Jeep, like, this is my first time, like, I heard about it. Mm-hmm. And my GPS, like, yo, turn left on the Kirby Road. And I just, I'm like, wait.
Reroute this shit?
I was like, pause, hold on. I pulled over.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, no, I'm going to go this way. I'm like, all right. So I rerouted somewhere else. Then I was on that road, and the same shit happens. Like, please make a right onto Kirby Road. I'm like, yo, what is going on?
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, eventually I'm on Kirby Road.
Like I had no other choice.
I had no other choice to get to my destination or some shit. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. So I go, and there's this car that's parked up. Like, I'm just tripping, right? It's a car parked up, and I'm going, and he was like parked to the side. As soon as I pass him, the car behind me started coming behind me, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm just, my heart's racing. I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck's going on? I'm by myself.
Manny Jonah.
Oh. I was like, mom. And fucking exit came, right? And I was about to take the exit, but the car behind me took it before I did. And I was like, and I just kept going straight. And I'm just like, yo, this guy followed me for like a good mile. And he just cuts.
I feel like the amount of like attention that's on Kirby Road, they actually have someone there like, okay, I know people are gonna fucking come on this road, like, we'll stop them before they do some dumb shit.
Yeah, maybe. But like, even now, if you drive by, like, there's so much development and construction going on there.
Yeah.
Like a lot of housing and lighting, like, it's not even scary anymore.
Yeah,
like back in high school when you used to go, like, the tombstone used to be there. You're allowed access to the fucking barn. They're saying, like, oh, it's a barn where, like, KKK used to hold meetings and stuff.
What the fuck?
Yeah, some fucked up shit.
Yeah, that's retarded.
Damn.
Yeah, and then, so, like, it's creepy, but now, like, I think someone ended up buying that property. They, like, renovated it and stuff.
That guy's Tombstone, brave. Like,
whoever bought that property, yeah, they're brave, yo. Yeah. After all this stuff you hear about Kirby Road.
And, yo, there is a movie on it. It's there called, is, right? Yeah. It's called The Haunted House on Kirby Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got, like, a 3 out of 10.
Oh, God damn.
I might watch it though still. I'm not gonna lie. I just might watch it.
Oh man.
Six friends learn a local teen disappeared in a haunted house years ago. Seeking a final adventure before the end of high school, they experience the worst night of their lives when they investigate the urban legend.
When was the movie made?
2016.
Oh shit, that's pretty recent.
Yeah, September 9, 2016.
There must be like some documentary type of movie though.
So who wants to go to Kirby Road during the daytime?
I'm down. During the day, I'm okay during the day.
Hey, daytime, let's fucking do it, yo.
I'm a shade in the morning, bro.
Oh my God. How's COVID affecting Halloween this year?
The way it's affected everything else.
COVID's affected everything. I'm just wondering, is like, did COVID like affect Halloween as well this year?
Yeah, in some sorts.
Yeah, it doesn't even feel like it's Halloween.
I don't feel like anything
is like normal. Nothing's normal.
It's not normal.
Parents won't allow their kids to go door to door now. But I do see videos online. Like, some people got very creative with their trick or treating shit.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy made this mechanism shit. So, if one person will come, and he'll press a button, and there's a machine near the house, it will like just throw like
candy.
Yeah, it's a dispensary, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, it's just okay.
It'll just give you candy like on the sidewalk, right? Yeah. And there's another one, like, some people sit outside. If they see parents with the kids, they'll throw them a beer.
Really?
Yeah, they put like a beer on like some fishing line, whatever.
That sounds pretty good.
That sounds pretty good. I want to go to that house.
Let me know the address. I want to go to that house.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. People getting smart with it though.
I mean, everyone
keeping it alive here and there, but
yeah. Everyone's trying to keep something like, you know, like something alive. Yeah, how to do it?
Yeah, because my building manager, he goes off like Halloween's his favorite season or whatever holiday, and so like, you know, like this guy takes like the time out to like clean like the storage room. He brings like caskets and stuff, fills it with like dummies. Wait,
casket?
Yeah, like he makes like what he takes wooden boxes, and like.
Not real caskets,
but yeah, he makes it into like caskets, paints it, puts like zombies in there.
But wait, what if they are real caskets? No, I'm just fucking.
I'm just fucking.
I'm like, what the fuck? I live there, bro. Yeah, but then, yo, this guy, like, you know, like those like garbage bins and stuff, like he puts like like pop up things in there. So like when the kids lift it up, like there's like, you know, something flying at them.
Oh, and, like, okay, yeah, okay, like just okay,
like
okay.
And like he decorates the whole building, and then obviously our building doesn't allow door to doors like ever, even pre COVID, but he has like a but like we're allowed to donate candy and money, and then in our main lobby of our building, the kids can come and like our manager's there handing out bags of candies and stuff. Yeah, but like and like, you know, like, and he starts this early. He starts doing this like the first week of October, right?
Yeah.
So you get in sort of into the festivities and like
okay, the whole the vibe
spook,
stuff.
The whole vibe, yeah. The spooky, and like this year, like not like there's nothing.
Nothing, right?
Nothing.
It's like I'm not taking no risks today.
Yeah, like usually he comes door by door. He asks like, "Oh, would you guys like to donate?" Like not even this year, he didn't ask for nothing.
Fuck. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it like, changes everything. Yeah,
it feels 100%. Like COVID just killed everything.
Fuck.
It killed the spirit.
What was your favorite candies? Like, what were your favorite candies when you used to go trick-or-treating?
Ooh.
Bro, I was a sucker for the little O. Henry's. Right.
Oh, those old, yeah, man.
I used to love, when I used to get those ones, those were
the Kit Kats.
The Kit Kats.
Mine were Kit Kats, yeah.
Yeah, I used to love, like, just taking your Halloween, like, the trick-or-treat bag and just, like, dump it on the floor and start, like, sorting everything out. Like, this much of this, I got this much
but
of that.
Your parents will sit there with you and, like, check if the wrappers are open and all that bullshit.
So. Yeah, 100%.
What was the candy that you used to, like, get in your bag and you're just like, ew, man, I don't want this shit.
Tootsie Roll. Fuck
Tootsie Roll,
hated.
Right?
Mine were the Tootsie Rolls, and I fucking hated, you know those Rockets?
No, I love the Rockets.
How dare you?
Rockets were so good. The powdery thing.
Yeah,
right?
I never liked them.
Huh?
I don't know why. It felt like, cause like my mom used to give me like these vitamins.
Yeah.
Like daily vitamins, and it tastes like the Rockets thing. So it felt
like Rockets
like,
were bomb.
I never liked
them. Bro, Rockets were the shit.
Rockets, yo.
Come on.
Rockets are out here.
If you guys were like my friends back when I was like a little kid, like I would have given you guys all of it.
The ones I hated the most, okay, there's Tootsie Roll for sure. The other one I hated the most were those little sticks, the white sticks that came in like the...
Oh, the Popeye ones.
The Popeye's ones. Bro, I used to hate those. I'm like, yo, why the fuck do I have so many of these? Nah, I don't want this.
Yeah, but you used to like pretend like it was like, like smoke and shit, right?
Oh, yeah. Bro, you start doing like little flips and shit, try grabbing it. Like,
no, I used to pull up to school and just like, you know... Like me and my four or five my friends, I'd be like, you open it, and we're all just there, like, you know, at recess, like.
Yo, honestly, when you had those, you felt like a badass.
That's what I'm saying, guys.
I used to go as far as be like, yo, I used to like hang out with my friends and stuff.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yo, you guys got a lighter?
You like got a lighter?
Wait, hold on. How old were we doing this?
Fucking like 10, like bro.
Goddamn.
Yeah, and you just, yeah. And then, you know, especially because like you used to get so much, so it used to last into the winter months.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So when you pull it out and, like, your breath just comes from the cold air.
Oh, that's so true.
Yo, why was our imagination this messed up?
Bro, fuck.
Well, those are the two candies I hated the most. I hated it so much. Really, yeah. And then on top of that, like, when you get the big bags of, like, those like chip bags.
Oh, I don't mind chip bags.
I used to love the old Dutch ones.
Yes,
the old Dutch chip bag.
I didn't like having the chips. I used to get my chips away. I was like, just wanted the chocolate. That's what it was. Reese, if I get Reese chocolate, I'm blessed. Reese and Arrow.
Really?
Oh my God, I'm happy. Reese and Arrow, I'm happy.
Reese and O. Henry were for me.
Yeah. Reese is pretty good.
Fucking, what else was there? There was that.
You used to get those gummies.
Nah.
Hubba Bubba's? No, not the Hubba Bubba's. Nah. The fucking, they're hard though, right?
Yeah,
those jawbreakers.
Yes.
Oh my God. Those are my top three most hated candies I used to get in my trick or treat bag.
Especially when they're cold and you point them out and you just try to bite on it. It feels like it broke a tooth or some shit.
I used to hate jawbreakers.
You
know, I hated it.
I used to give out like gumballs too. Like they used to come in single packets, but then like this one guy started handing out like the red ones. It was like peppermint filled. It was spicy.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck
is this shit?
Some people like
it. Spicy. Why is it so spicy? Spicy.
Oh my God. So yeah, like trick-or-treating back then, it was like fucking crazy.
It was elite, bro. It was sick.
It was elite. Especially the houses where you get like, you don't even get candy, you get something else.
You get the weirdest shit.
Oh, I got 20 bucks one time.
You fucking lucky.
I got 20 bucks.
I got pennies to throw at me.
Trick or treat. Yeah, I didn't get to go out today to get candy, so just take this. I was like, okay, what the fuck?
Bro, 20
How many
bucks?
20 bucks did I hand out that day, bro?
I got 20. My boy got 10.
All right, you got lucky.
Oh, you got lucky.
Yeah. But I think that was it. He closed the door right after that.
Yeah.
I wonder how much money he gave out that day.
So. The area that we used to like go trick-or-treating and stuff, like we used to get like some pretty weird shit too. Like there's one time this guy was giving out like it was sparkling water, like San Pellegrino cans.
What?
Yeah, San Pellegrino cans. Yeah, giving out those.
The lemon ones, yeah. Or orange ones and stuff
then,
like that, right?
Then I went to like this one Indian house and like they literally had a box like 100 box of samosa from Samosa Sweet Factory.
Oh my god.
And the lady had like, you know, Ziploc bags. And she just putting like,
you got samosa?
Yeah, she put like 2 samosa in there, closed it, and just handed it. And then
wait,
like,
did she give the chutney?
No, bro, no chutney.
I was about to say,
bro,
that.
What?
Come on,
yo,
nah.
Come on, man.
No chutney,
bro.
Auntie's finessing, bro.
How are you gonna give the samosa without the chutney, bro? Yeah. What the hell?
Main fucking.
You know, I wouldn't have mind if it was hot. I would have pulled it out of the bag, you know, just ate it. But
yeah, don't even put it in the bag. Just give it here.
Yeah, right? Be like farade menu, you know.
Auntie G, no. Auntie G, name. I'm calling on that's it.
Can I get 1 spoon of chutney?
Chutney bag to be
jumped. Just crack it open and just pour it on top. There you go.
You're gonna fucking break it up in the plate anyway, so just mix it up in the bag. God.
And then, so we always used to go. So for trick or treating, we always used to go with the same group of friends.
Yeah.
The same 4 or 5 friends. And then there's one time, like the last time I ever went like trick or treating, was probably like 2010. Mm-hmm. Like when I was like grade 7, grade 8, and one of our friends, he never came with us. He ended up going with his cousins. They live like down in Woodbridge.
Yeah.
And then I ended up finding out like over there, like, you know, because like more of like a wealthy area and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're giving out like full size candy bars and shit.
Oh those houses God. Those houses were elite.
Yeah, but I never got to experience that.
Oh
but
man.
Imagine, like this guy showed me like full size like cookies and cream Hershey.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? You hit the jackpot.
You're getting the candy bars, which are like the premium candy bars.
100%. Yeah, that's what it is. Legit getting the full bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. I remember getting rice. Like someone just threw rice in my bag.
Getting rice?
I was like, yo, whose Lodi is it, yo?
You got the months mixed up, yo. Like, what the hell?
Like,
what
loose rice.
Just, yeah, I don't know. Some auntie just. Someone was like, whoa, what the fuck just happened? I was supposed to fucking bowl.
You go home, like, mommy, rice from out of the fucking just pour all the rice out from the bag.
Mommy, chicken tofu nalo.
Oh, fuck. I just remembered. That same house, like a couple of years before, they gave sliced apples. Like apple slices in the bags.
I will run away from the house. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing?
I wouldn't trust that, yo.
Nope.
Like, bro, I took that shit open and just dashed it. I'm like, yeah. Like, threw it on the ground. I'm
you
like,
see a squirrel? Like, can you have it? Yeah. Trick or treat for you.
When not, you eat it. Like, no. You eat it.
Oh, you know what I used to hate? Well, it's not like trick or treating thing, but I don't know. I don't know how people used to eat them. I can't eat those. I don't know what it is. The apples dipped in caramel sauce or something like that.
Oh, Subway used to have that.
Did they really?
Yeah, Subway used to do that.
I could never eat that.
Apple dipped in caramel?
Like the caramel apples and stuff like that. Like when
I've never
like
done that, but I have tried peanut butter and apple.
Oh yeah, I've done those. Yeah, peanut butter and apple. I think the most fucked up thing I saw was a video of someone having cucumber with peanut butter.
Well, that's weird.
Yo, there's some weird food combinations out there. Some really weird food combinations.
I know people. A lot of people do peanut butter and celery. They call it like dirt on a log or something.
Oh, and they'll put raisins in there too.
Yeah, I never put raisins. I used to put the goldfish crackers.
Huh?
Yeah. Bro, I never used to eat celery as a kid. Yeah. So what I used to do was I used to take celery, put some peanut butter on it, and did some goldfish crackers, and that's it.
Damn.
I never liked raisins.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
You guys ever had Dud Coke?
Yeah.
Bomb.
Was the pink cream soda?
Yeah, the Ruhafza?
Yeah. Not even Ruhafza. It's just cream, like crush, like cream soda.
Oh, cream soda?
Yeah, that's good. I don't know why it became so fancy, but everyone's like, oh, summertime, have this. That's what it is.
Thanda ka dasu.
Yeah, it's so nice and refreshing. It's so fucking amazing.
Fucking big on commercial, bro. Fuck. Swear to God.
Talking about commercials. Did you guys see the commercial with Casper in it? There's a commercial with Casper. I forgot what kind of ad it was, but there's Casper in it. I'm like, oh shit, that brought memories. I used to watch so many Casper movies back in the day.
What commercial was it with Casper?
It was, I think it was some insurance, like car insurance commercial or something like that. And there's Casper sitting there. I was like, wait, what the fuck? Why is Casper here?
That's jokes.
They're like they moved to the new house and like, oh, like, you know, you have a new. They're like, it was some, I don't know, some stupid shit, but it was Casper in there. I was like, holy fuck, I totally forgot about Casper. I used to watch Casper movies back in the day.
Yes.
I mean, Halloween movies back in the day were actually pretty sick. Like, the kids ones, too. Like, there was, like, Casper. What was it? Ghostbusters was a Ghostbuster, I think.
Ghostbusters, like, the classic.
Yeah, that's a classic, right?
Scary Movie series.
Yeah, one, two, and three.
They weren't even scary. They're just funny.
They're just funny.
I mean, okay, look, look. Okay, me, I'm not the biggest scary movie person. I can't really watch many scary movies.
Why?
I just don't like watching them. Pussy. I just don't like watching them. Pussy. I rather watch some other shit like, instead of scary movies. I'm like, well, is there really any point? Like, why would you want to watch it?
Why wouldn't you?
Why?
It's for the thrill.
It's just stupid. Like, the storyline's so stupid sometimes. But I remember what's it called? They always used to have all these specials for Halloween movies. It was like somebody. What was that one with the skeleton? The Tim Burton ones, A Nightmare Before Halloween or Christmas or something like that. It was related.
Oh, shit, I know.
Yeah,
I know
it was like those ones. That was like skeleton? That one's like a classic. People have like
watch. I think my favorite one was Scream. And then I watched like the Ring.
Oh, the Ring.
The one where like where the girl comes out of the fucking TV.
Oh my god, that's fucked up.
I've seen The Exorcist. I've seen that.
Yeah, same.
Like there's some movies I've seen. I've seen some movies. I've seen The Exorcist. What else? Yeah, I've seen the Scary movies.
I've never watched like the Michael Myers one.
Oh, I saw Conjuring.
Yeah.
Boy, I was laughing through the whole movie.
Conjuring?
I was laughing. I was legit with the nun and everything like that. Which
yeah,
pops.
Yeah.
Well, I was legit laughing throughout the whole movie. I'm like, if you add any brown person to this movie, they are like, fuck this shit, man.
I'm getting the fuck out of here.
They're like, yo, we're going to live in this house. It's okay. Everything will be fine. Indian person? Like, that's it.
We're out.
Since you don't like the actual like scary movies and shit, Netflix came out with Adam Sandler's Halloween movie.
Which one was that?
Hubie Halloween. It's actually pretty hilarious. I watched it.
Is it new or old?
It's like new. It's pretty new.
Really? Oh, yeah. I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, Hubie Halloween.
I haven't watched any scary like Halloween movies like recently. I remember back in the day I used to watch so many of them, and I haven't really watched any now.
Yeah. You guys remember Adam's Family? That's close to
Adam's Family.
The movie came out this month.
There's a movie?
The Adam
Sandler. Oh, the Adam Sandler?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty new.
Adam's Family, I remember watching those.
Yeah.
There was that little hand that just walked around and shit. Yeah,
thing. That little hairy shit.
Oh, my God.
Yo, our school used to play like this one. We had this one teacher in grade 5 named Mr. Edwards. And he used to play some like weird series. It's called like the Twilight series. It's not like the vampire and shit. Not that.
I was about to say, that's the first thing I thought
of.
What Twilight is there?
Like, bro, it was some creepy ass shit. Like,
you guys are watching that in grade 5?
Yeah, like it used to give me nightmares and shit. Like, that's some fucked up shit. Like there's one episode we watched where like they're like the humans were being controlled by like guys with pig heads and shit. And then it gave me nightmares and shit. I'm like, yo, like
a human with a pig head?
Yeah, no, so like
what were you watching?
Yeah, it was some fucked up shit. Like it was following like this family's life and they're going through some shit and then like they get in like some sort of like car wreck or some shit.
Okay.
And then like it cuts to like a bunch of like human beings, but like they don't have regular heads, they have like pig heads. And they start arguing.
Well, like the only way to save them after the car crash is to put pig heads on them?
No. Like, it's just weird. It's like, it made you question, like, oh, like is there something, like, is there a god or like.
What was this movie called? Revenge of the Baconators? Like, what the hell was
nah,
this?
Nah, bro, it's some fucked up shit.
What was like, this called?
Bro, it was so long ago. You guys gotta, fuck. Hold on. Gotta find it for you guys.
Like, you know, like, there's like, you know, the bacon, you know, like the beacon, or the bacon. Like, it's like some shit like that. What the hell?
All hail the almighty pork.
Revenge of the Baconators.
Fucking hell.
Oh my god. Nah, I ain't never heard of no movie like that, man.
Bro, that's some fucked up shit.
You guys remember watching Saw? You guys watched the Saw series?
No, I never saw it.
Really?
No. I never saw it.
Gay.
Nah, there was it? What was the there was this oh, so okay, back then there was this one movie I watched which I actually got kind of creeped out. And I was like, oh fuck. But it wasn't really like creepy, but I was just kind of like, shit. You guys remember this movie called War of the Worlds?
Huh?
War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise?
Like kinda.
Aliens come in, yes. Fucking start sucking up all these people and like, killing them and everything like that.
I think I kind of watched it.
I remember watching it in the theaters. I think I think watching movies in theaters was a different experience for you to get freaked out.
Yeah, because the sound effects, bro.
Exactly. It's like pitch black.
Everything, yeah. So, I mean...
When I watched that movie, like, I watched it now, like, recently. I'm like, yo, why the fuck was I scared of this movie? There's nothing scary in this.
It's like watching Paranormal Activity.
I watched Paranormal Activity.
Now, when I first watched
it, I watched the first one.
I'm not going to lie, bro. I was actually shit scared.
I watched the first one. And then I watched the funny one with Marlon Wayans as well.
There's a funnier version?
Yeah. There's another version.
With who?
Marlon Wayans. Those Wayne brothers guys.
Marlon made one?
Yeah. It's a funnier version.
Look at this. It's called the Twilight Zone. Look. It was like humans were like, look, it looks like they have pig heads.
What the hell?
Some it's like deformed faces though.
Yeah, bro. So imagine like seeing that in grade 5. You're like, what the fuck? Like,
there's another world out here.
Yeah, like it was weird. Like basically the show was so weird. It made it seem like our life is a simulation being played by like these random creatures. Yeah, so it made me start questioning life like at such a young age.
So we're not humans, we're just action figures?
We're just like...
We're pig heads?
We're like people in a video game, basically.
People in a video game?
God damn.
Wait, so that reminds you of that fucking that cartoon show.
Which one?
No, that movie. What's his face? You know when they go from game to game?
Jumanji?
No.
Oh, Reboot.
Wreck-It Ralph?
Reboot.
Reboot, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With
yeah.
a big, huge, yes. like, square comes yeah, down. Yeah, 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 yeah. yeah, yeah.
yeah, yeah. I remember that fucking show.
LeBron that was a classic James. Show. That was a classic. That show, like, that changed a lot of shit. Reboot was nice. What other fucking shows were there?
Sailor Moon? Y'all didn't watch Sailor Moon?
You're watching Sailor Moon?
Who didn't?
Yes. Yeah, I used to watch some anime.
I didn't watch Sailor Moon.
I used to watch anime on Crunchyroll.
Oh, you watch it on Crunchyroll, yeah, right? Did you hear about Sony? There's reports going around. They're going to buy Crunchyroll.
They're buying it?
For almost $1 billion. That's a lot, man. Yeah, yeah, right?
That's
a
lot. It's a joke, yo.
That's a lot of fucking dollars, man.
Bro, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I went too far with that stuff.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, I'm going in.
Yeah, they're whatever the PS5. You know how like one of their sale pitches? Oh, it comes with Netflix, comes with Apple TV and stuff.
Yeah,
that's fucking sick. So that means like Crunchyroll will probably be like a downloadable app on that shit.
But no? Wait, that makes you know it's a game changer.
So you can just stream.
Nah, okay. If they get Crunchyroll now, right? Sony already owns Funimation, which is the other streaming app for anime.
Mm-hmm.
So they have both of them then.
It's going to be a monopoly.
They pretty much have two of the biggest streaming platforms for anime.
Anime, right?
Wait, they can just put that as one package.
Sony's going to make bank.
Sony's going to make bank.
This is what I'm saying, yo. People are realizing now that anime is such a big thing. People are loving anime now.
It's a huge world, bro.
Now it's been out there.
It's been out there, but it's so much more popular now. That's what it is. If y'all ain't watching no anime, yo, get on it. I'm telling you, this shit is crazy. It is lit. I watched Attack on Titan because the final season's coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys don't watch anime, yo, y'all better watch Mandalorian because that's going to be fucking crazy. You guys can see Baby Yoda. Like, oh my God.
That shit. Yo, I still got to finish the first season.
Yo, okay. I'm on when it comes to him and you want to watch some really good stuff, be careful. He's going to pass out. What happened when we were watching
John Wick?
John Wick. What happened then?
Let me explain myself. I came after work, all right?
Well, did you finish the first one at least?
Yes.
You finished the first one, right?
Wait. Let's recap the first one again.
Oh my God. Okay. The first one was the dog, wasn't it?
Yeah, when someone stole his dog. Oh, no,
someone killed his dog. Mm-hmm. Someone killed his dog. Yeah, yeah, that was the first one.
So hold on, which one was the one where he's like fighting in the library with like all his weapons?
That was the third one.
That was the third one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the beginning of
so
the
So did
third
I sleep one. Through the second one and then woke up for the third one, fall back asleep again?
No, what? You fell asleep for the third one. You watched the
what?
One.
If I...
How'd you watch the first, skip the second, and go to the third?
No, but we were watching it together, no?
And you passed out.
Yeah. You watched the second one, and then the third one, like, you fell asleep, like, right in the beginning.
But did we not watch the first one the same day? The
third one had Bulban.
Yeah. Did you see that fight? Where they're fighting the library, and he killed the guy with the book?
Yeah, like he just
He fell asleep like one third of the way into the third movie.
Okay, so
the
second one.
Because like the third one, he's like the most wanted man in the world now. There's like that
Yeah, so you watched the second one.
Did you watch? So he did watch the second one.
I'm so confused.
The second one, okay.
The second one ended with him being the most wanted man.
Yeah.
I was so discombobulated that day, bro. I swear to God.
So, okay. Let's recap here. You've watched the first one.
Okay.
The second one.
Okay, well, hold on. What was the ending of the first one?
The ending of the first one was him with another dog.
Wait, what?
He got another dog.
He got another dog.
Oh, my gosh.
That was the ending. He got another dog. The second one was where he goes to another country and he's fighting over there. Common was in it.
Okay.
Was it Russia that he went to? I remember they bombed his house and shit.
Yes.
Yeah, they fucked up his house.
Yeah, they blew his house up.
I feel like I was asleep during that part.
What do you remember from the last one? Do you remember the ending?
And then that guy wanted him to kill.
Oh, no, but he remembers the ending where he remembers the ending where he's the most wanted man.
Yeah, no, the second one was with fucking where he went to another country and that guy wanted him to kill his sister.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
And then he goes to like that fucking concert, and he's like run away.
Nope.
Isn't Ruby Rose in the
Ruby Rose is in it as well? Yeah. Yeah.
Nope. I remember. Well, the moral of the story is just. Watching
it's a hit or miss when it comes to watching movies with this guy. It's a hit or miss.
That's because I was tired. All right. That's because I was tired.
But John Wick, the fourth one, I think, did it push it back? I think they pushed a lot of movies got pushed back release dates. They got pushed back because of COVID.
100. Yeah.
Because everyone's realizing, yo, you're not going to make that much money.
But yo, the Borat movie came out.
Yeah.
During COVID.
Santino
time.
Dentino.
Who's that?
That was the guy.
That was the guy who fucked up his house and made
it. Yeah.
Santino Dettino? Yeah. Nah, I have no idea.
D'Antonio or something. I don't know. I can't pronounce it. Shit.
But yeah, there's a lot of movies that got pushed back. But even some movies that came out, they actually did pretty well. Some movies.
Even Top Gun.
That was supposed to come out. That got pushed back.
Yeah.
What was the thing, man? There's a movie that came out. There's an anime movie. I haven't even seen the anime yet, though. It's called Demon Slayer. They came out with a movie, and the movie's already done over $100 million.
Demon Slayer?
I heard it's some amazing animation. That's what I heard. The animation's amazing. I gotta watch that. That's the thing. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of shows I have to like catch up on.
Yeah, same.
I
really gotta finish a lot of shit.
But yeah, yo, well, we're going back to Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Streaming platforms, yo. That's it. Disney Plus, Netflix,
Amazon Prime.
I watched one thing on Amazon Prime. I think it was Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
That's the one show I watched on Amazon Prime.
Wicked show.
Yeah. There's Amazon Prime. What else is there? There's Crunchyroll, Funimation,
Anime Prime.
I don't know what that is.
No, the one we watched the thing on.
I don't know what that is. What are you talking about? Huh?
I threw you under the bus.
But Crunchyroll, Funimation, they're really great.
who's you?
Who's what?
New phone? Who this?
But like, yo, streaming platforms are pretty sick, right?
You bitch.
We pay for all our subscriptions. We pay for everything. Like, well, we watch our stuff. We pay for it. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Whatever.
Whatever.
But talking about watching stuff, did you guys watch the fight? The Khabib fight?
No, I didn't get a chance to.
Nah, you didn't watch it?
I woke up after the fight was done.
Because it was a time difference. I thought it was
I think that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
The fight happened like at 1 p.m.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was used to watching.
I saw highlights though.
I was usually I'm used to watching like in the evening time, around late night.
That's what it is.
So when I went on Google, I was looking at the stats and shit. I was like, wait, what the hell? He won?
I just saw the first thing I saw. I was like, oh shit, man retired. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
this guy retired.
That's because one of my fucking critique, whatever. He's like, yo, you guys want to watch the game? I'm sorry, fight at my house. And I'm like, yeah, I'm down. So I'm thinking like, oh yeah, you know, it's gonna start like at midnight, like how usual UFC fights, right.
Yeah.
And like I'm on like Twitter and shit. It's like, oh, congrats to the undefeated and still champion Khabib. And I'm like, what?
And still.
Yeah. I'm like, what? And then they're like, yo, he retired and shit. I'm like, when did this happen? I'm like, it's crazy.
But he's like, I made a promise to my dad.
That's what, you know, it was the dad and I think even to his mom as well. He's like, when I give my word, then that's what it is. He gave he talked to his mom like 2 or 3 days before the match.
Yeah.
His coach didn't even know. None of his no one on his team knew about it.
They didn't retire?
No one knew.
Yeah.
He's like, we found out right away. They're like, what the fuck? What are you talking about? Then he's like, okay, cool.
Yeah. It's an usually when like these fighters like they retire and shit, they always come back for like, you know, like the
but like, I don't think yeah, he's gonna come
back.
I
feel like the way like, you know, like the way he left and like it seems like, yo, he's not going to make a return. He said he doesn't want to continue without his dad.
What if McGregor came back? Do you think he would actually go for it again?
McGregor's fighting in January.
But yeah, that's like a charity event though. Yeah, with against what's his Dustin Poirier or whatever.
Yeah,
they're doing a fight there. It's more for like they're agree. Is it a fight with UFC? Like it's a UFC fight or is it like a separate kind of like charity?
I'm not sure what it is.
I know the proceeds are going towards something that they have set. Like I know Dustin, he does a lot of, like from what I've read, he does a lot of kind of like stuff for the community and stuff. So it's a fight towards that. Cause I remember reading McGregor's tweets. They were tweeting back and he was like 100% I'm down for it. I was always for a good cause. Like,
right.
He knows that he does good stuff. He's like, I'll do it for this. But I think it's just the venue that they want to do it. I think they want to do it at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. I think they want to do it there. But that's a lot of people. And I don't know if you're allowed to have that many people.
Super Bowl said they're allowing 20%.
Are they really?
Of the facility, yeah. They're going to, right now, their target is 20% of the stadium.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's fine. Oh, so they're actually, yeah, they're out here trying to do it then. Let's see. I'll try to think about, like, even when it comes to Khabib and all that kind of stuff, like, who else were, like, what were other fighters that retired early? Or not even fighters, but any other players that retired early, too.
Players?
Like, I remember from football, there was Andrew Luck. He retired, I think, about 27, 28. He was young.
Yeah, he did.
I think he played for Indianapolis, the Colts.
Who else retired? I can't think of any off the top of my head.
That's the only one I can think of right now, because that's most recent. The most recent one I remember was that. Yeah, that's all I can think of.
But the Mike Tyson and Roy Joy Jr. fight's gonna happen.
Oh my god. I feel bad because I'm watching him, like his little warm-up practices, like those videos. I would not, even if he's 51 years old, I do not want to be in a ring with him. No
I
way.
I wouldn't even want to be his freaking training bag, bro. Like those guys.
The guy got punched in the face.
Oh my god!
He's like going for the top, like the top shot, and fucking went right at his face.
Yo, if someone said you had to get punched by Mike Tyson for $10 million, would you do it?
Like one punch?
Yeah, just one.
Like,
punch.
Like, depends where.
Yeah.
Like right in the face.
You
take one shot right in the.
Well,
face.
Here, okay. Here's the thing, though. You have $10 million,
but you might be in a coma for your life.
I don't know. Would you be in a coma?
Nah, I don't think so. You'll probably be knocked
heavy,
the fuck out.
Heavy concussion. I can tell you that much for sure. But
you'll have the money to pay for it.
You have $10 million to pay back
fuck
for all
it,
the
let's
damages.
Bring it on.
Yeah, man. Just go do it. Is he going full power?
I think he has to.
Yo, fuck. I don't know if I would do that.
Damn.
I'm seeing his punching levels now, and I don't know if I really want to get punched in the face with that. What was... Yo, I feel like he didn't see those videos when he signed up for the fight.
Right.
Roy, I don't think he saw the videos, because he saw the videos afterwards and he's like, whoa, 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 what the fuck? What is going on here?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I thought you were still a chubby guy.
What is going on? This man's going all in. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen.
I thought this was for fun. This guy's actually going lab.
Okay, so if you were a fighter in that situation, you saw Mike Tyson going all out, punching, like he's grabbing cages and shit, moving around. Would you be like, hey, can I just change up the contract here? I don't really want to fight him.
I'm telling my training camp to break my leg. Put me in a wheelchair. Like, shit, man, I can't fight, bro. Sorry.
I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah, that's it.
Take the bag, man. Take the bag.
Yo, man, just oh my god.
Just give me 20 out of it.
The Mike Tyson fight, honestly, I feel like I already know who's gonna win. I feel like Mike Tyson's definitely gonna win. I don't know, man. I feel it's kind of weird seeing like someone get beat up. I feel bad for him now. Like if he puts up a fight. If he puts up a fight against Mike Tyson, damn, that's gonna be sick.
What if he pulls the upset?
If he pulls an upset, holy.
The world's gonna be shocked.
Yeah. I feel like this point's. I can't really. There's nothing else to say. I don't know what else to say. Like, he's gonna break records. I think this fight would break records.
Yeah. But I wanted to see him and Holyfield go at it again, though.
I think it might happen.
Nah.
You think it's just one fight, that's it, none?
Yeah, they talked about, like, because they're, like, good friends now, whatever. I don't think they'll fight each other.
I don't think Holyfield wants to do it anyways. He's like, fuck.
Have you seen Holyfield's training videos?
Holyfield's like, fuck, he's going to take my other year out then.
No. Have you seen his training videos?
he's still a beast.
It's like, I got one ear fixed. I don't want the other one gone now.
He's that commercial. He came back. He's like, you had 3 ears.
<It's> like, how much for him to bite your ear?
Fuck, bro. Why?
Why are you putting up these scenarios, man? Like,
bro, content.
$10 million.
$10 million to bite your ear off?
Oh, he just took a piece of it. He didn't take the whole ear off. Are you talking about the whole ear?
I'd rather he
bite. It's like as if it's a chip. Like, he's just gonna eat your whole ear.
Just like a little piece.
A little piece?
I'd rather him do that than punch me. For ten.
No.
That's a lot of pain too. You're getting ear.
No,
like,
I'd rather him have it punch me.
Just have just stitches.
Yeah, they have ways around it with ears.
I'll tell him to bite this part because I already got my cartilage pierced.
No, you can't choose. He just bites it.
Oh, fuck.
There's no choice. It's just like, you want ears bit? I'm going to bite it. Yeah.
Why?
It's going to be one of those. But there's another fight on that card as well, the Jake Paul and Nate Robinson.
I'm not going to watch that.
Very unexpected for me, like very unexpected kind of matchup, to be honest. I know Jake Paul's, he's fought before, but Nate Robinson, I never saw coming. Like, I never saw that coming.
I hope he beats his ass.
Who's?
Nate Robinson beats Jake Paul's ass.
Yeah, really? Oh,
damn. I hope so.
He put up a pretty good fight, though, last one.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
He got a first round TKO. Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. But Nate Robinson, you know, I did not know this man fought like that either.
Yo, is that Garcia and Jake Paul's brother fight happening?
Floyd and Logan.
Floyd and Logan?
Yeah, that's the conversation that's going up right now.
But I remember, like,
why?
You know, it was all over thing.
Why though?
I don't know. I think Floyd just wants a bag. And he gets to kick someone's ass.
Yeah, I mean, he would get the bag.
Well, that's like him fighting that was that Japanese kid? I don't know if you guys watched that fight.
Yeah.
He was playing him, bro.
Well, they all said that I mean, rumors were that the whole thing was staged. It wasn't real. Like, it was just like a staged fight.
I don't know. I just found that very disrespectful.
I don't know. Could I just see a Mayweather and Pacquiao fight again? Can I just see that, please? I'll be happy with that.
Yeah.
I just want to see that. I just want to see that fight happen again.
Pacquiao would have won that fight. He was very close.
It was pretty close last one, yeah.
Very close.
Damn, that's crazy. There's a lot of... I mean, that's a good side of 2020 right there. You actually have some stuff to actually anticipate. Like, yo, I want to see this. That's actually one thing that was just good about 2020. Everything else is shit.
Yeah.
If Jake Paul knocks out Nate Robinson, who do you want to see him fight next?
Oh, my God. LeBron James.
LeBron James.
I want to see that. LeBron James steps in the ring. Oh, my God.
I hope his son's okay.
Oh, my God. Imagine that. Just gets in the ring and starts fighting Jake Paul. That would be something crazy. I'm like, yo, LA's already won the championship there. LA won another championship, too. The Dodgers. They won another championship, too.
The World Series.
The City of Champions.
Was it last year that they were against the Astros last year? Was it?
The fuck up. I think so.
And then Astros won by cheating and stuff?
Yeah, that was 2018.
Yeah, right?
2 years ago.
They came back and now they won it again. Yeah. That was pretty sick. That's a good storyline. LA won championship both years. Like, this like 1 year for them, they won two championships.
Yeah.
They should just do like
But LA was going crazy. Did you see the videos?
The fireworks?
Yeah.
They were
wild.
Wild, bro.
But then I think about this way. I'm like, look at us when we won a championship.
We were calm? Wait, are you last year's?
Raptors, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fine. But I'm saying during COVID time.
Okay, no, COVID times is a different situation. Yeah. But, like, I'm just saying, like, rowdiness wise, we're pretty rowdy.
100%.
Like, we're pretty rowdy. The quacktus. I want you to give this to Kawhi. It's a plant. It's a home plant for him. Oh, my God, man.
Yeah, what'd you break?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
Are you breaking the studio, bro?
We just put the studio together, man.
Bro.
What'd you do?
I don't know, bro. Just transition to heaters. Heaters.
Oh, my fucking
God. Heater.
All right. You're in what it is. The end of the pod.
Is that not, is that all the topics that we covered today?
Yeah, basically.
It's the Halloween special. You know, we talked about a couple things. You know, like, yeah, a little Halloween throwbacks. Little what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, just got to notify you on some stuff. That's it. Time for the heaters then.
All right.
Well, that's let's get into it. All right, who's gonna go first? Should I go first?
All right, go first.
All right, cool. Going with the Halloween vibes.
Well, it's like that. I want to. Nah, mine just.
No, you don't have to. I'm just gonna go with it. Okay. I'm like, yo, it's Halloween. Just go with the vibes. Let me see. All right, so my track is F vs. J intro, which is the Freddy vs. Jason intro.
Right.
Fabulous and Jadakiss. This is Freddy vs. Jason intro. Wait, technical difficulties. God damn it.
Come on. Come on.
Let me just connect this.
Simmer.
Hold up, man. I gotta connect it to the Rodecaster Pro. All right. We're ready to go. Let's do this.
I lie awake and this man is burning. Every waking moment he haunts me. He's coming. I know he's coming. I see someone else in the fog by the lake, and he's holding something. Who is he?
No Browns done turn pooky out here. No cool niggas, it's just goofies out here. I mean niggas is eating pork wearing koofies out here. Do it all, stood tall, doofy out here. 10 toes down, I'm on 2 feet out here. Truthfully out here, I'll be toothfully out here. Getting fly, no bullshit, I'm the 2-3 out here. From Jordans, you ain't see. Shout out to Carolina, to all baby me's. I see all you Harrimanas. Mixtape 3-peats, I fade away at the go-go. With girls that'll spread their legs open for a logo. Hey, check out the swag, yo, I walk like a ball player. To the locker room, I'm back to Cockatoo. Toast to all you niggas that was talking Cockatoo. We on a different flow, we ain't sending vodka to them. The shots that we giving make you send a doctor to them. Betty say, ah, when it block a block. Now he in an awkward room trying to lock a goon. Like the shooter had a hood on, might have been Dr. Doom. Sounded like a 5-4-9, couldn't tell though. All of a sudden thunder, it might have been Hoodie Mello. You saw if it's put in jello, would come to your hood and hello. Waving at everybody, ain't trying to be put in jello. All I know is that the Lambo look good in yellow. And I be swerving potholes in every hood and ghetto. Lame nigga, swerve, I lame nigga, swerve. It's been 10 years and you the same nigga, swerve. I just gotta keep on keeping on. But I'm not gonna be the one you keep on sleeping on. This verse right here be your worst nightmare. I just laugh at you niggas and come after you niggas, Freddy.
Jeez. Halloween vibes, yo. We got Halloween vibes out here.
Spooky season.
Oh, man. Fabulous, yo. God, dude, this guy snapped. Fabulous snapped, yo.
Spooky season.
Now he does it. Okay. That was my track.
Mm-hmm.
Freddy vs. Jason intro. Fabulous and Jadakiss. Go check that out. Who's next?
Oh, you almost got me doing that dance. Big Dog by Casanova.
Big Dog.
Hello.
Big Dog Casanova?
Yeah.
Aha, I see it. All right, let's do this.
It's pretty rowdy.
Hey, yo. What they say? Fresher with a PA?
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
I see you, in a gym.
Niggas know your body. In my city, I'm a big dog. No. Big dog. In your city, you're a big dog. Big dog. Pussy nigga got me pissed off. No. Pissed off. Pussy nigga got me pissed off. You gon' make me wild on a nigga, wild on a nigga. You gon' make me slide on a nigga, slide on a nigga. Fuck around and fire on a nigga, fire on a nigga. You was showing all them guns on the internet. Yeah. I went to get city and you ain't into that. Heard it to get chain, you ain't get it back. Yeah. Yeah.
make me slide on a nigga, slide on a nigga. Fuck a red and fire on a nigga, fire on a nigga. I'm in your city looking for a troller.
Where he at?
He with his baby moms walking with a stroller. He got a full clip and I'ma dump it till it's over. The stroller flip over. I told him, I told him.
Give me the Lucas, I need cash.
Robbers and ski masks. Hey, girl, gorillas, but I went A when I seen cash. Fuck all the boxing, but I'ma rock him like speed bag. Stand through the block and get the option to repair.
In my city, I'm a big dog. Big dog. In your city, you're a big straw. Big straw. Pussy nigga.
All right, all right, all right. That was Big Dog by Casanova.
Big Dog, Casanova, Fresher. God, that's a workout track right there.
100%.
That is a workout
track. That's going to get you going.
That's going to give you a pump.
All right. So, Harsimran, what's the track, yo? What's your heater for today?
Yo, the final heater for the night is No Stylist by
French Montana. Okay. We going there,
eh? Frenchie.
All right. Let's go.
I'm in London, got my beat from London.
I'm in London, got my beat from London.
I style, no stylish, no Chanel, Saint Laurent, Gucci bag, huh? I style, no stylish, Louis Vuitton, Jimmy Choo, that's on you, huh? Diamonds on my neck, pearls and tears, hopping out the jet, leers, bad bitches getting wet. Yes, don't call me till the check's clear. Fuck they talking about. Fast talk, running laps. Now I'm not playing it. Shit. Fresh vanilla sipping on. Lid just picking up. Hong Kong, Morocco, I'm here. No stylish. Now I ain't playing with these bitches. They childish. Yeah. Look around. They crying. She said, I ain't got no heart, bitch. Find it. I style, no stylish. No Chanel, Saint Laurent, Gucci bag, huh? I style, no stylish. Louis Vuitton, Jimmy Choo, that's on you, huh? Diamonds on my neck, pearls and tears. Hopping out the jet, leers. Bad bitches getting wet, here. Yes, don't call me till
the right. You already know the vibes. Jeez. You know, it sucks that we have to cut it off before Drake gets on there, but
yep.
It is the vibes. You know, we got time restrictions, you know. That was No Stylist. French Montana, Drake. You know the vibes. You know how they do it. Well, that was the podcast today, guys. that was the pod today. Yo, thanks for subscribing to all the people that subscribed. We are almost at 100 subscribers. Let's get it to 100. Come on, man. Let's just end it off with a good note. 100 subscribers. Keep sending it out to people. Like, let everyone watch it.
Like, subscribe.
Yeah, man. Watch it. Stream post, it. Listen to repost. It. Yeah, you know it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere.
Everything.
Yeah, yo, just enjoy it, man.
Do your thing.
Enjoy it. We do this podcast for you guys and us as well, because we like... just chilling, talking. That's what it is.
Yep.
But just chopping it up. You guys listen to it. If you like it, cool. Subscribe, like it, share it. Let other people know.
It's going to be somewhere around these corners.
Probably right here. We'll just have like, yeah, right there. Yeah, man. That's the podcast today.
Right. And I guess
you guys. Happy Halloween.